Midnight!
Behind you!
Oh, thanks. That thing would have killed me.
Caliban, hiding from the fight as usual, I see.
It's called tactics and not getting yourself killed. Not hiding. Not everyone has your nascent ability to make terrible tactical decisions, Ankat.
I killed Alex. That's my tactic. All I'm here to do is eliminate those scum from the web of time.
Well, on that we can agree. But it doesn't require getting you and everyone around you killed in the process.
I'm not dead yet.
Yeah, well, we'll see how long that'll last. Time Lords don't send us here to live. They send us here to die. We're expendable, lowly Gallifreyans not fit for the nobility of the high and mighty Time Lord class.
Well, what can we do about it? Personally, my plan is to survive. And I'm gonna have fun when I do it. What's that? The device attached to Dalek's front?
I don't recognize the configuration.
Let's kill it!
We have no idea what that thing does. Whatever it is, I feel like we shouldn't rush into attacking it.
Why not? We surprise it.
It's a Dalek. They're not that easily disorientated.
Well, it's getting closer, so you better think of something quickly.
We need to assess the function of that weapon. You go around the back quietly and outflank it. Draw its attention, see if it fires. Then, if I get a chance, I'll attack from behind.
So, I'm the bait. Brilliant.
All residents of the town will be found and exterminated.
You ready for this, Dalek?
Who the hell is that?
What is this happening?
What the hell? That was too close. Did you see what that thing did?
Oh, that poor soldier. Aged 200 years in 2 seconds. That must be stolen technology. The Daleks don't have that kind of power.
Well, I'm not letting it happen to me. We need to kill this thing.
Well, if we...
What the hell is that?
Oh god.
What is it?
The Mortivitum Dynasty.
The Mortal what?
The Mortivitum Dynasty. An alien entity, species maybe, they never really found out. It's a cloud of time energy, pure time energy. The Time Lords trapped it, contained it, stored it in the vault, but the Daleks must have stolen it. But there's no way they can control it.
Control what? What does it do?
Mortivity is a being of time itself, created well before the birth of recorded time. Maybe even before the universe itself. It is time. It's said that exposure to the dynasty can dissociate your time stream.
Well, don't just sit there, run! Killed the Dalek.
I told you, they can't control it. That thing will rip through time and remove every Time Lord, human, Dalek, every living creature from the time stream.
Oh, I'm getting out of here.
Ancast, no! Kath, I'm so...
So, Matthew, you just recorded your lines for our new production. How do you feel?
Oh, it feels really good. You know, it's been a long time coming. There's been a lot of preparation on this one. A lot of, mainly me trying to work out how to record things and a lot of learning. But we've come up with something, I think, which is good and I think which people will enjoy. And something that, most importantly, we would want to hear as Doctor Who fans. And so I think that means that everyone will want to hear it.
It's been all right. I mean, I'm not an actor by profession, but it's been quite fun. Really great material to work with, courtesy of Matthew Lyon.
Yeah, you're not an actor, so how does it feel, you know, acting and taking direction like this?
It's a lot of fun. I do. I quite like it. I like acting, but I don't think it would ever be a thing that I'd go into. How do you feel as the writer? You know, what gave you the idea to make this?
Well, when the Time War was first introduced as a concept, you know, in 2005, when Russell T. Davies not came up with it, but borrowed it from places and amalgamated it, the descriptions, especially in, I think it's the End of Time, of I think it's the army of meanwhiles and neverwheres and the could have been king, and these kind of descriptions of what the Time War was like clashed for me with the depiction of the Time War in Day of the Doctor, which was all sort of laser guns and spaceships and just a general space war.
Yeah.
And as I found that the Time War always had this quality of being otherworldly and dramatic, and there's all these things going on that you couldn't possibly understand, time weapons and firing planets at each other, stuff like that. And so I came to this thinking, well, what if we got a depiction that was a bit more like what was described? And we still have guns and we still have shooting, but we also have this entity of the Mortivitum dynasty, which is...
Fantastic name, by the way.
Yes, well, it's Latin, actually. It's a mixture of two Latin words, morta, meaning death, and vitae, meaning life. So it's essentially... the creature of life and death, as in time. You know, time is essentially the progression between life and birth and death, life and death. So that's kind of what it's all about. But the idea was, you know, what if we saw that? And we still do have those shooting guns, and we still have, you know, laser bolts or whatever. But we also have this big, you know, entity that's kind of impossible to understand and that does these horrific things. And I think that's what we were kind of aiming for.
The Mortivitum Dynasty.
The Mortal what?
The Mortivitum Dynasty. An alien entity, species maybe, they never really found out. It's a cloud of time energy, pure time energy.
And how did you feel directing it?
Yeah, well, it's my first time, not first time directing anything, but first time directing audio. And I think the difficulty with audio is because of the nature of it, you're sort of recording in parts, you're recording in little bits. And it's the same with film, but in film you've got a camera on you can visualize it as well as vocalize it, but it's getting the energy up in an audio situation, because for this audio at least it's me and you, Riley, just sitting in a room with a mic, and to get the energy levels up to where you'd expect them to be for people in this situation and where you'd even expect them to be on a film set it's kind of hard to do. It's hard to get that energy going. And that's probably the most difficult thing, and obviously, honestly, the most important part of being directing audio.